I was lied to as a child. I'm guessing that you were too. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words are something that can hurt us because they are very, very powerful. Every day, words come into our life and they have the ability to change our mood. They can make us go from being optimistic to pessimistic. Words have such great power that they can arouse different emotions in all of us. Just think of how some of these words I'll share with you maybe made you feel the first time you ever heard them in your life. I love you. We're getting a divorce. I'm so disappointed in you. I just need one more drink. Words are definitely powerful. People's lives have been totally changed and altered by the speaking of a few words. With words having such great power, is it any wonder that Jesus says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." Certainly, we've seen that to be the case over the past few weeks, haven't we? Jesus, on his way to Jerusalem, said that he had to suffer many things, be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, the experts in the law, be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. Jesus spoke words that prophesied the horrible agonies he would have to endure. For all the sinful words that you and I have spoken to all the different people in our life. Jesus also, though, spoke powerful words that prophesied that he was going to rise after he died. He would rise from the grave to show that he had paid in full with his perfect life and his holy death. He had paid in full all the sins that you and I have committed with our mouths. And so we treasure Jesus' powerful words because they are the words that bring us forgiveness and life. And the hope and certainty of a home one day in heaven. They are the words that have put faith in our heart when they were combined with a little bit of water. They are the faith that when combined with a little bit of bread and wine, strengthen that faith through those words so that the treasures won for you and me on the cross are ours eternally. Now for each of us, most times in our lives, there's only going to be necessarily one thing that we can always count on and one thing we can be sure on. And that is the word of our God and the powerful word that it is. When everything is changing around you like the world is right now, when your body begins to someday fail you, when your parents fail you, when your professors or coaches fail you, when your friends fail you, when you eventually fail you. The one thing you'll need at that time is the one thing you'll have. And that is the powerful word of God and all the promises he has there in it connected to his word for you. When you come to that point in your life and the world is changing and you're moving into new territory. Maybe you'll be welcoming your first child into this world. Maybe you'll be getting ready to say goodbye to your first child moving into eternity. Maybe you will be on your deathbed. What you're going to have at that time is exactly what you are going to need. You will have the certainty of God that you can put your hope, your faith, and you can build your life on all the promises he declares to you in his almighty and powerful word. And so put your faith, put your hope, put your trust in God's promises found in his word every day. Because even though heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus' words will never pass away. Let's pray. Help us, O Father, by your Holy Spirit and for the sake of Christ Jesus, to always treasure and believe your word in our hearts, so that we may be strengthened in the one true faith and comforted in life and in death. Amen.